This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. Hey, Memorial Day weekend, only a few weeks away. And then our first live broadcast at the Grand Hotel, June 20th. Friday, June 20th. Mark your calendars and join us for that today, okay? I mean, not today. Do it then. But do it today. Make your plans today for June 20th and for Memorial Day. Now, Jen Psaki spent time being a propaganda master. I mean, she really was. She's very good at it. She was way better than Karine Jean-Pierre. Way better. Smarter and just a better liar, and not a fembot. She actually, you know, knew the job that she was doing. But I want to. She takes a shot at Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. Cue this clip for me up, if you would, Henry. I'm not sure which number it is, but I'm sure you can find it. She calls her a liar and a propagandist. But Jen Psaki ended up having to remove a passage from her own book over a flat out lie. She claimed that President Biden never looked at his watch during the ceremony for soldiers killed during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021, contradicting news photos and firsthand accounts from Gold Star families. From Yahoo News in 2024, Jen Psaki will remove lines from her new book, Say More, in future reports after Axios called out inaccuracies in her description. We all remember that famous picture of Biden checking his watch when he was greeting Gold Star families. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. But here she is going after Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. Take a listen.
The totality of it was that, and just speaking what was on the mind of your boss, then, yeah, she should get good marks for that. That's not the totality of the job.
What's the other part?
The other part of the job is speaking honestly and candidly about the issues that are happening in the country and providing actual useful information to people. And what she's doing is she is just projecting the view of Donald Trump. That's part of it. It's not the only part. And I also think that, I mean, she's a person who goes out there on a regular basis and projects propaganda points, right? I would consider propaganda points. I know the right wing says that about me, but that is just not the same, guys.
So what's the difference?
The difference is she is projecting things like, no, we didn't illegally deport anyone. You didn't? I mean, the courts just said you did, you know? I mean, she is projecting, you know, oh, Elon Musk is accomplishing his goal. He is? Well, he is.
But wait a second. You had your share of underperforming cat, whatever, normal stuff.
Okay. So this is amazing, right? You're the White House press secretary. Your job is to put out there the president's message. And, you know, I don't take issue with that job. That's your job. Like, that's what you have to do. And she goes out there and she puts that information. For Jen Psaki to call her out on it is so pathetic, because Jen Psaki became what? A fake journalist. Just like George Stephanopoulos, too. We're supposed to believe they're objective, unbiased journalists. We're supposed to believe that they are objective and unbiased. And the reality is, they're not. But just acknowledge you're not, and everybody will be fine. Don't pretend like you're calling up the middle. You can't call it up the middle. You spent years going out there and pushing the message to make your boss, the president of the United States, look good. That's your job. Let's not turn around and pretend like we're now going to take shots at the White House press secretary for doing the exact job that you did for Joe Biden, which you did very well, by the way. You were a great liar. You're one of the absolute best. One of the absolute best. So now the left is coming after John Fetterman. So Senator John Fetterman's staffers allegedly now are raising concerns over his mental health. That came in a story that was raised in New York Magazine. And when you really get to the heart of it, what it comes down to is John Fetterman's support for Israel. There's an all-out effort now to take him out. This is how bad the civil war is in the Democrat Party. And since John Fetterman wants to destroy Iran's nuke facilities and is not, he doesn't want to see Iran get a nuclear weapon, because Iran wants to see Israel taken off the map, they want to get rid of him for that too. There's an all-out effort now to go after the Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. This is what a bad state the Democrats are in right now. Fetterman gets it. I mean, he sees the writing on the wall. He's in a state that is now very, very close to being a fully red state. We're really close to Pennsylvania no longer being considered to be a swing state. We're very close to Pennsylvania being a red state, at least in national elections. We may always be one of those states that votes red for the president and then elects Democrat governors. We may be Kentucky in that sense. You know, like when James Carville back in the day used to say Pennsylvania is it's Pittsburgh and it's Philadelphia, and then it's Alabama in between. It really should be more like Kentucky in between, because we do. We tend to vote for president red and then have a Democrat governor. And some states do that. And it'll be interesting to see what Jersey does this year, if Jersey will elect a Republican governor after it voted for a Democrat president. New Jersey kind of does the opposite. If there's a Republican in the White House, it elects a Democrat governor. If there's a Democrat in the White House, it elects a Republican governor. This year could be the year that that changes, where they elect a Republican governor, even though there's a Republican in the White House. But the effort to get rid of Fetterman, who I honestly believe he's sincere in the fact that he believes in supporting Israel and believes in stopping Iran. But that's what I mean. So this video came out over the weekend of him blocking a flight from Pittsburgh because the seatbelt wouldn't fit him. Now, again, this is the kind of thing that normally would not go viral unless there was an all-out effort to try to convince people that John Fetterman is nuts. The problem that I have is that if you take out John Fetterman, then it's going to be another Democrat senator until there's an election where you can run against him. I'm worried that person could be worse than John Fetterman. I think that's a legitimate concern. But it's just an observation to make. So in this video, you're going to see Fetterman sitting there in the seat. And then the pilot comes out and talks to him, and you just see Fetterman's back. They tell him he needs a seatbelt extender, they offer him a seatbelt extender. And, you know, people were kind of bashing him from this. But what I see here is that this never would have went viral if John Fetterman was on Team Popular. You know what I mean? That's kind of my observation of this. But anyway, take a watch and a listen.
Okay, it needs to be visible for the crew at all times. That's not on that. That's not on us thing. That's a federal regulation. So, it's okay. Okay, it's okay, but it just has to be visible to the crew at all times. It's a federal regulation, so if your seatbelt's on, it just has to be visible. And right now, it's not visible. We have an extender if you'd like that. It'll make it bigger so it can go outside of your sweatshirt. Would that work? You do, sir, if you want to go to Pittsburgh, it's simple. You have to follow our instructions, or you're going to ask to get off here. We're not asking much. We'll let it happen. Like, all that needs, we need situation. So if I don't make you do it, then I get in trouble. And I don't want to get in trouble because I like my job.
I guess the question is this now. Will Fetterman drop legislation to take away the seatbelt requirement that has to be visible at all times? I'd be okay with that, by the way.
Might as well bring back smoking at that point, too.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, you light up on a flight, Henry. Why not?
That's a federal violation. They have the signs all around. You can't go vaping in the bathroom or anything. Bring back smoking on planes.
I would like it. A smoking section, how about? Maybe a bar, too, a cocktail lounge.
Now you're talking. How about...
I think they have those on flights. They're just called rich people flights.
Yeah. More than
the kind of flights that you and I can't afford.
Yeah, the more than the peanuts and nuts they might... pretzels they might give you.
I think it's possible Matt DeSantis takes those flights because, you know, he always flies first class because he's an elitist Harvard snob. You know that, right?
I don't always fly first class. I've done it a couple of times. A handful of occasions.
Did you have the plane with the smoking lounge and the cigar room?
there was no smoking lounge, no.
Oh, well, that's a shame, huh? That's a shame. We're sorry about
How'd you ever make it through?
Yeah. Yeah, really. How did you survive, DeSantis?
Maybe next time. I'll have to book a better flight, I guess.
How about the shaming him, though? You need a seatbelt extender, fatty?
Might as well have said that at that point, too. I was waiting on it. Like, look, Tubbs, like, you got it. You need this thing. Like, it's not a question.
Yeah, we're going to help you out here. We're going to give you a seatbelt extender so you can, you know, really just... Maybe that's why he always wears those hoodies, because he's got a big belly. I never thought of him. Right? I mean...
Time's running out on him. Like, it's getting warm. He's going to have to shed that at some point and wear something else. Can't be wearing the hoodie in the 80-degree weather. Then everyone knows, like, oh, that guy? Yeah, he's self-conscious about his body.
Yeah, this is all about... This is just... He's the guy at the pool wearing the shirt all the time. You know what I mean? It's like, we know you have man boobs.
Yeah.
Just let him come out and rock out. You know what I mean?
Looks worse in the shirt.
It by far looks worse in the shirt. No doubt about that. Oh, and your buddy Greg Popovich is stepping down.
Yeah, how about that? I mean...
So he's the head coach... Was the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Mm-hmm.
Legendary coach. 30 years, all-time winningest coach now. 5 championships.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But also kind of crazy.
Yeah, I think you kind of need that to be an all-time great. You need that little crazy edge in you.
Got to be a little bit like a screw loose kind of thing.
Yeah, you want to keep the players on their toes a little bit. Like, I don't know what Pop's going to do today.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's true. You just don't know, right? Well, here's a little montage, a collection of some of his craziest woke hits over the years. We'll miss him. Cut 27.
I'm a little confused about our city and why it's Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. Columbus? I mean, he initiated a New World genocide. That's what he did. And beginning with him and what he set in motion and what followed meant the annihilation of every Indigenous person in Hispaniola, which was Haiti and the Dominican Republic today. That's what he did. He took slaves. He mutilated. He murdered.
It's a chipper guy.
They're gonna say slash and honor him. Well, you know, I got to give the San Antonio Independent School District a little bit of credit because at least they added Indigenous Peoples Day along with it. And that's a step in the right direction. But what the hell is Alamo Heights thinking? It's Columbus Day. That's why they're off on Monday. You know, maybe there's something I'm missing and I'm ignorant. But it makes me feel like they're living in a phone booth and they're educating our kids. Columbus Day? And we're going to honor that. And it's no knock on Italian Americans. That's a silly argument. You know, it's like saying we should be proud of Hitler because we're German.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it makes no sense.
Why does an 18-year-old, wait a minute, why can anybody buy an AR-15? I shouldn't be able to buy one. You shouldn't be able to buy one. What the hell do you need an AR-15 for?
So he's pathetic. He's small. He's a whiner. We all know that. But you wouldn't have him babysit your kids. You wouldn't hire him. If you had a small business, you want that man in your business? There's no way. But you're going to vote for him for president? because he's strong? I mean, Kamala Harris whipped his ass in the debate, just obviously, and he's running ever since. He doesn't want any part of her because, as she said before, she's eaten many of his type for lunch as an attorney general, as a prosecutor. He's a small fry compared to some of the people she's gone after, and he knows it.
I think he probably should have stuck to maybe basketball analysis and not political analysis. Like, I know my lane, all right? I can't analyze a basketball sporting contest. I know that. I think people have to stay in their lane in life, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's because the Spurs in the last however many seasons haven't been that good. He's got nothing else to talk about at these post-game press conferences.
Yeah.
Like, how's Wembanyama looking? Good. Any other questions? No. All right. Who wants to hear me talk some politics?
Yeah. Who wants to hear me trash Columbus for 9 minutes? I mean, and by the way, that montage goes on and on. We just couldn't play the whole thing for you because we, you know, you'd want to take a basketball and throw it in my face. But the Democrats are doing great, though. They really are. They had AOC at a town hall. All hell broke loose. A far left protester started screaming at her during a town hall in New York City. This is the queen of the left. This is their, you know, 2021 front runner horse, in my opinion. Not horse teeth, anyway. Cut 26. That was me.
Really hard to defend.
Democrats are doing great. They really are. They should change nothing. They're having fun. Who thinks they're in a crisis? Stop it. Stop it.
I gotta say, it looks like a lot of fun in there.
I mean, if this was a Republican town hall, I know those people were all brought in and paid for, but they're not paying people to come and protest at AOC's town hall, so... Wow. This is AOC's town hall. Wow. All right. Well, yeah, the Democrats have some problems, and to prove to that point, this is the other squad member. This is Ilhan Omar. She's the brother lover, right, Matt? She's the one that strips her brother?
Yeah. Oh, married her brother is the
married
allegation.
Her brother
yes. Loving.
Well, then they're not sleeping together since they're married, but she did marry her brother, so.
Brother loving happened so fast.
Ugh.
That's nasty. You know what that is? It's groof. Man. So here's brother lover Ilhan Omar, why we should be fearful of white men. This is going to help them win back the white working class voters that the Democrat Party has hemorrhaged. To the point of, I don't think you'll ever get him back, but this kind of rhetoric certainly won't help. Cut 25.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country. We should be profiling, monitoring, and creating policies to fight the radicalization of white men.
Why does she sound like Dracula?
Is that what she sounds like?
In my opinion, I don't know where she's from, what country she's from, but she sounds like she's from Romania.
It's Somalia, right?
Is it Somalia?
I thought so. I could be wrong.
Like if I didn't know and you said, where's this person from? I'd say Transylvania, Romania.
just blind listening test. Just Yeah, Transylvania.
Oh, by the way, DeSantis, I took your advice. I saw the new Nosferatu movie. It was excellent.
Excellent. I didn't say it was excellent.
Oh.
Oh.
No, that was one I didn't like. No, I
didn't. Oh, you didn't like it. Oh, that's why I
didn't like it.
That's why I watched it,
so
and it was great,
because
you didn't like
point.
It. Yeah.
I thought it was all right. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I gave it like a C, I think.
Did you see it, Henry?
I have not, no.
Yeah, when Matt said he didn't like it, I knew I would like it, so I watched it.
Yeah, exactly. Good. No, that's kind of how I am with him, too.
Yeah. You guys watching Mobland? Because it's the best show.
I've heard that, and I heard it because it gets no press, so it's like, I don't know if it's not... if I'm not getting a commercial for it every 5 seconds telling me to watch it, I don't really want to watch it.
I'm telling you right now, Mobland, which stars Tom Hardy, who every time he walks, he just looks like Bane from Batman. I can't just not see him as that. It's got Pierce Brosnan. It's got Helen Mirren. I mean, it is a phenomenal cast, and it is just, the minute the show starts, it is nonstop intense to the point where when it's over, you're like, I can't believe that show's over. That's how good it just flies by. It's that good.
I'll have to tune in, then.
Yeah, it really, really good. You got to see it. It's about this Irish mafia family in the UK, and it's just, oof.
Oh, man, so Peaky good. Blinders.
But, like, in a modern century.
Oh, okay.
In a modern day. Really good. I never saw Peaky Blinders. Worth watching?
I never watched it either.
All right.
I watched the first season. That was about it.
Yeah.
I'm bad with shows sometimes.
I got too much to watch. You know what I mean?
There is too much to watch. I got to watch the latest episode of The Last of Us later.
Yep, got to do that.
That show's great.
Show's pretty good. And Your Friends and Neighbors. I'm loving that.
Oh, what's that?
On Apple TV. It's with Jon Hamm and Amanda Peet. And he plays a rich guy who loses his job and starts breaking into his rich neighbor's homes and stealing stuff.
Oh, that's
fun. Selling
it
on the black market. It's very funny. Very good. Well done. I like that show. But I'm watching that show with my wife, and the problem is she falls asleep, and I can't watch without her. So I have a theory, which is that if she falls asleep in the middle of the show, as long as I don't acknowledge that she slept, I can keep watching it. And then I'm not committing TV adultery. That's my opinion. I don't know if that passes the test.
I don't know if there was a law against that. I don't know if it would pass in court.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know either, but... Stephen A. Smith, who's a legendary sports guy as well, also thinking about entering politics. Last week, President Trump said he'd make a great candidate. Well, I said the problem for him is that this Democrat Party wants nothing to do with a guy like Stephen A. Smith, even though Megyn Kelly did blast him on DEI and wokeness and stuff. But Stephen A. Smith wouldn't be a Republican, so he's kind of like a man without a home. But this is what he said on State of the Union with Jake Tapper over the weekend. I think it just shows you just how the Democrat Party is just in shambles. And that's really the point of this segment right now. They're just in shambles. They are all over the place. They're eating their own. They're killing each other. They have no real leader. And the one leader they think they do have, AOC, gets torched at her own town hall meeting. Anyway, here's Stephen A. Smith, Cut 24.
And let living. So I'm a moderate, and I would say if I had to run, it would be as a Democrat, but I'm not happy with the Democratic Party. So the Democratic Party as presently constructed, it would pretty much need to be purged in order for me to assume that I would want to be associated with them and I would garner their support, because I don't like the way they've gone about doing a lot of things for a very, very long period of time. And I think that I don't view Donald Trump as winning the election. I view the Democrats as losing the election, as absolutely positively blowing it with some of their actions. And that's why I think that, you know, again, if somebody was to associate me with that, the party as presently constructed, where it leads so extremely left, or at least it spent the vast majority of time doing that, that is not something that I would vibe with at all. I would definitely be looking to be a game changer in that regard.
You know, when you think about what President Trump has accomplished, one of the things he's accomplished beautifully is destroying the opposition. That's going to be my topic tomorrow night of Politics and Pints. That's going to be we're each taking the lead on something in Trump's first 100 days. And so I said, I want to talk about that, how he has just destroyed the opposition. The Democrat Party it's beyond, you know, like, I mean, a train wreck doesn't even describe it at this point, because at least a train wreck is kind of all together in one place. They're all over the place. And fighting and killing each other. And they're at such a low point right now. It's going to take something so radical to transform it. I don't particularly think that, and I'll ask this, Joe Concher's going to join me a little bit later. I'll ask him. I don't particularly think that it really would have mattered much if Kamala Harris had not been the Democrat nominee because I think Trump was going to win this cycle anyway. But she was so bad. She was such a bad candidate. But there's nobody in the wings, waiting in the wings, who really could get through a primary and satisfy the whack job base who could then win in a general election. So the problem they have right now is trying to find some a Democrat who could win both a primary and a general. They don't have that. They can't do that. There's somebody who can win one or the other, meaning that you there's plenty of Democrats who can win their primary and become the party's nominee. But that doesn't matter if you can't win a general election. And they're all still catering to that general election, to that primary election base. So then what you're going to have is you're going to wind up having people who run, who get elected or get nominated, I should say, and then get their butts handed to them in a general election. And the White House is smart. The president is smart now, doubling down on things like the border and immigration. Oh, another nut job. Pramila Jayapal, another squad member nut job. Pramila Jayapal deflects after being asked about Kilmer Abrego Garcia. Remember I told you at the start of the show today, I've noticed how the news coverage of this guy, the MS-13 wife-beating gang member, has kind of died down a little bit? Yeah, you know, I said on Friday's show, I said, the purpose of immigration is to bring in people who will help make our country better. So we bring in people who have certain skills, certain talents. That's always been the point of immigration. We had a labor shortage at one point. We brought people in. We still, to this day, bring in people who are incredibly smart. We have reasons. We have enough gang member wife beaters in this country. We don't need to import any more wife beaters. So Kilmer Abrego Garcia in his home country of El Salvador is fine there. We have our fill of wife beaters, so we don't need to bring another one in. I think that the Democrats were all going all in on this guy. Then the audio comes out last week of his wife saying she needs a court order of protection from the guy because he beats her and scares the kids. Suddenly now, they've stopped talking about Kilmer Abrego Garcia. If you've noticed, they've stopped. I barely heard about it over the news this weekend, and they're no longer screaming about his civil rights, and they've just... And the end of last week, they came out and said, well, you know, it's not that we don't endorse Kilmer Abrego Garcia per se, but it's about the Constitution and its constitutional rights. And as I pointed out to you, the guy doesn't have any constitutional rights. He had his due process and a judge ruled that he needs to be deported and he's not an American citizen. Therefore, he has no constitutional rights. So here's Democrat Pramila Jayapal deflecting after being asked about him now. Take a listen.
On immigration and a whole number of other issues right now are confused about their party's messaging. You know, to go back to immigration, to hear that some members of the party are going to El Salvador trying to raise support while others are saying this is not our issue. Trump wins on this. We'll be quiet on it. What's your message to people who are worried the Democrats still do not have their stuff together for this fight?
Well, I think that the core message is that Democrats are going to fight for working class and poor people across this country. And we're going to fight to give you the things you need to have a decent life, right? Affordable housing, a roof over your head, food on the table, education for your kids, retirement with dignity, health care, child care. Those are the critical things that people need to thrive. I think at the same time, you can have a very populist working class agenda that takes on the billionaires and the biggest corporations that are screwing a lot of Americans across this country right now. They're getting richer. Everybody else is getting poorer. But you can still have an inclusive tent that doesn't throw immigrants under the bus, that doesn't throw trans communities under the bus. Those are not two competing things. And I think most Democrats, and you're seeing this, most Democrats recognize that we have to stand up for our values. At the end of the day, we can't stick a finger up in the air and figure out where we think the polling is going to be and try to be a Republican light party. We actually have to be a Democratic party. We have to stand up for Democratic values, and we have to stand for things, not just against things. I say we got to be a proposition party, not just an opposition party. And then we got to fight for it, because a lot of people see us in bed with billionaires taking money on the campaign side and at the same time trying to say that we're going to fight for regular working people. And I think we got to recognize that people can smell a rat and they got to trust us to.
I don't really understand a word of what she says. Here's a translation for you. Ready? We don't know what the hell we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. We know how to say no. We know how to try to be the opposition, but we really have no idea what our message is, and we don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. So I'm just going to go on here and just babble for 2 minutes and confuse you and then hopefully avoid the question, which is that, yeah, I'm trying to now run away from Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. We all are, because it was really, really stupid of us to get around a wife-beating MS-13 gang member. So, you know, there's that. Okay. A lot to get to before the show's over today. We got more for you. The president and Tom Homan say they're now going to let people self-deport, give them a flight and $1,000 walking around money. That's right. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
But actual ICE. Here to talk about it with us, Steve Beloy. Steve is a Senior Energy and Environment Legal Institute Fellow, former Trump EPA transition team member, and he's on X at Junk Science. Latest piece now is that Antarctica gains ice for the first time in decades, reversing a trend of mass loss. Steve, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me.
I thought all the ice was going to be gone. First of all, I thought all the polar bears were dead. I saw this guy running from a polar bear the other day. I'm sure you saw that video. I guess it was a CGI thing.
Yeah, that was funny. Look, the only thing you got to remember about climate is that all the doomsaying, every apocalyptic prediction has been wrong since day one. These people have not been right about anything. This new study coming out saying that Antarctic ice is growing is not new to me. I know that, you know, since we've been in the Antarctic, since we've been measuring temperatures, it's been cooling in the Antarctic. So there's no way that it's been melting. There's more ice, you know, over the last couple of years, as that study reported, because there's been more precipitation there. But the Antarctic has never really been shrinking. There's a slight problem over on the West Antarctic ice sheet, but it's because the West Antarctic ice sheet sits on top of a volcano. Okay, so it's got nothing to do with global warming. That has been called the doomsday glacier, and even that has been, you know, much overwrought. There's really nothing going on over there. Nothing bad is going to happen. The whole thing's just been a hoax.
I remember Al Gore's movie, you know, that dumb movie they did. Remember the little CGI of the polar bear on the ice that was floating, and then it was like the ice melted and the poor polar bear drowned. It was a cartoon because it wasn't real. And the polar bears now, there's more of them than ever. They are nasty SOBs too, aren't they, Steve? I mean, you would not want one as a pet, for example. But they're always cuddly around Christmas time with the Coke. They're drinking Coke. They're all cuddly, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, polar bears were hunted to near extinction by the early 1960s. And then as soon as we put, you know, hunting restrictions on, then the polar bear population boomed. And they've never been in danger since. You know, sometimes you'll see environmentalists, you know, they'll pick an aging polar bear somewhere, you know, these things do get old and die. And you'll see those, you know, pictures of a skinny polar bear, but they're old. There's more polar bears than ever. And yeah, you don't want to be in front. You don't want to be in between polar bear and food, or have the polar bear think you are food. And this is a problem in some Arctic regions.
Tell me about, I mean, since you were one of President Trump's advisors on the environmental stuff, tell me about what Puerto Rico just did.
Well, so all these blue states and territories have been, you know, ginned up to sue big oil for climate damages in one way, shape, or form or another. New York has a Superfund law that they're trying to ding big oil with. Other jurisdictions have just tried to sue, like Hawaii for damages, or I'm sorry, like Puerto Rico for damages. But President Trump is now pushing back and launching investigation, Department of Justice investigations and lawsuits himself, because what we have is a bunch of blue states funded by blue state billionaires like Michael Bloomberg and George Soros. They're hiring law schools to support the states, and then you know, throw in the Wall Street people, and you have this whole cartel of collusion figuring out how to, you know, advance the climate agenda through lawsuits. And so President Trump is going to investigate this and threaten these states and territories so they pull these lawsuits back.
Good, good. I'm glad. You know, it's nonsense. And, you know, thank God, I mean, Trump won for so many reasons, but if Kamala Harris were president right now, Steve Malloy, she would be going after big oil and big natural gas and using the strategy of what they did with big tobacco. You know, you've been lying. You knew your product caused climate change all along, and you lied to us about it. And, you know, unlike cigarettes and lung cancer, which you can prove a correlation, their whole argument is based on a belief that oil and natural gas caused climate change. It's not even something you can prove. And yet they would still be trying to get billions and billions of dollars out of these industries, if nothing else, just to try to bankrupt them or delay them as they shift everything to green energy, which, by the way, we know has been a disaster and a failure. I mean, New Jersey, for example, I was just with three of the Republican candidates running for governor on Saturday, and we all talked about it. You know, New Jersey, with the dumb energy master plan of His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy, we have to buy electricity out of state. The rates are going to skyrocket this coming June. And that's because, you know, so many of these states mandated things like electric vehicles by 2035. And so you point out, you know, a lot of different things. But I mean, the politics of EVs have changed. I think the politics of green energy have changed. I think people realize now it's a scam. I think they really do.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't first say that I agree with you. Climate has been a hoax from day one. As far as the costs, that has also been a hoax. You know, we were told for decades that solar and wind were free and going to be a lot cheaper than fossil fuels. And of course, that's not true in New Jersey. It's not true in New York. It's not true in anywhere in New England. It's not true in California. It's not true in any blue state where they pay the highest prices for electricity because they have the most solar and wind, because it was all a lie. It's not cheaper. It's more expensive.
Yeah. All I kept thinking about over the, you know, like I would get a Tesla for the self-driving aspect of it. I really have no interest in an electric vehicle, none whatsoever. But I just kept thinking about, if you have all these EVs and Teslas and they're all plugging into the grid, how many hamsters do you need to power that grid then, Steve? How does that work?
Well, yeah. So this is really very important, because we've been dismantling our electricity grid for the last 20 years with wind and solar. And at the same time, we've been burdening it with EVs, heat pumps, all sorts of electrification. And, you know, it's going to fall apart one day. Last week in Spain, they had a very serious problem. Their grid went down. It could have been catastrophic. It could have been a mass casualty event because of all the wind and solar. And, you know, thank God President Trump is president now, because he has halted what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and EPA and all the rest of the Greens were doing. So he wants to bring back fossil fuels, coal-fired power plants. He wants to bring back nuclear power. We need that strong baseload, affordable power to keep our grid going. Otherwise, we're just going to be like Spain and have a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. The Spain thing's fascinating, right? I mean, they shift to all green, and then a few days later, they have massive blackouts. They're like, oh, it's probably a cyber attack.
Well, yeah, they got a solar spike. You know, they had too much solar, and the grid is just not prepared for that. And thank God the French had the steady nuclear power to bring their grid back. Otherwise, it would have been a disaster. Recall what happened in 2022 in Texas in February. The windmills froze and the grid almost went down again. But even though it didn't completely fail, still hundreds of people died in Texas, in America, in 2022. That was a catastrophe. We cannot have that again.
Let me ask you, Steve Milloy, do you think when you hear people talk about an all-in energy approach where they say, I want everything, I want nuclear, I want natural gas, I want coal, and I want wind and solar, should they be saying that? Should we be also saying wind and solar?
No. All of the above is DEI for energy, okay? It's wind and solar have no purpose. They don't make the air cleaner. They don't make the environment better. They don't change the climate. They just make energy more expensive and less reliable. Our electricity grid should be powered by coal, gas, and nuclear power. You know, if you want to put solar on your roof, I don't really care. But we cannot have the grid depending upon these unreliable, expensive forms of energy.
Okay, I had a sense of that because I started to get the same feeling you did. Like, it sounded like the politically correct answer. I want all of the above, you know, but I just kept thinking, like, I don't know about that. It just seems if you're going to be making investments, and so much of this is a commodity, you're gambling here with unreliable forms of energy versus investing in what we know actually works, like nuclear power, for example.
Yeah, look, after 15 years of sort of flat to declining electricity demand, now that AI is coming back and we want to reindustrialize America, we need the power. We need real power. We need industrial country power. Look at Germany and Britain. They are failing countries because they have gotten rid of their, you know, coal, natural gas, and nuclear power and gone to wind and solar. They are deindustrializing. We can't afford to do that. We can't. We're going to, you know, China will own us if we deindustrialize.
Why does it take 6 years to get a nuclear power plant online, Steve? And are there other ways to get that kind of power, whether it's hydrogen or something else, that could be done faster?
You know, the first nuclear power plant that was built in the United States, from plans to operation, took 4 years. Okay. Now, we have obviously much better technology now, but you can't get these things built in 15 years, and there's cost overruns and delays. And it's all because EPA has crazy rules for radiation risk. You know, we have to build reactors with 6-foot walls instead of 3-foot walls, for example. We can't use the latest technology, these small modular reactors. You know, we are stuck. You know, the left has kept us stuck, you know, in the 1970s, after Three Mile Island, which nothing ever happened, really. It was a small leak, but trivial. So, yeah, we could have nuclear power, and we should be doing more research, and we should be building these plants. But, yeah, we could do it in a very short amount of time. If in 1953 they could do it in 4 years, we could do it faster.
Small modular. What is that? Tell us about that.
Well, these are small reactors, larger than a large dumpster. They can be buried underground and run 4 years at a time. And then when they, you know, when their life is over, you just replace them. And so there's research going on into these things, but you can't get them tested anywhere because, well, first off, the Biden administration was not interested in it. There was a demonstration project going on in Nevada. They ran out of money, and Biden wouldn't give it any more money. So this stuff is very expensive. You know, investors need certainty to get returns, and we just don't have that kind of. You can't have that kind of certainty in America because, you know, we have lawyers, we have EPA crazy regulations. Our politics are just all screwed up. So I'm hoping that one of the things President Trump can do is bring sanity to radiation science and radiation risk assessment. And let's get some of these nuclear plants built. I mean, they're worthwhile. If we, you know, if we didn't panic after Three Mile Island, we would have improved the designs. And if you don't like emissions, well, we could have had nuclear power. France is 75% nuclear. It's safe.
Wow.
Okay. We can't even store the waste from nuclear power plants because it's, you know, the environmentalists in Nevada won't let you store the waste a mile underground, 100 miles in the middle of nowhere in the Nevada desert. I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
If France can do it, my God. I mean, please.
That's all you need.
That's all you got to say, man. You had me at France. Steve Beloy, follow him on X at Junk Science. Great to talk to you, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Rich. Thanks. Yep. Yeah, bye-bye.
Nope, still
dang
not getting
it.
A sound.
Dang it, nope.
All
wasn't
right.
ready.
Fine.
I was distracted
fine.
By Matt.
Fine.
I'm throw
fine.
Him under the bus.
All right.
Completely.
That's fine, whatever.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour.
Oh, there you go.
On the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
From ice to ice, let's talk about the other ice. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Hey, it's almost picture season. Get your smile, beautiful smile with Dr. Mike, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Here is Tom Homan on this new self-deportation program that he's offering to people who are here in this country illegally. Take a listen.
Explain to us your hopes for this program.
Well, look, and if you look at what the Biden administration did, he gave a free airline ticket to the city of their choice. When they got arrested by the Border Patrol,
right.
They picked what city they want to go to. Free hotel room at $500 a night, three meals a day, free medical care, and work authorization. So we're in the export program. So we're turning the CBP home app, reversing it, and sending people home. But the president's right on the cost savings. I mean, rather than, you know, especially in sanctuary cities where it used to be one agent can arrest one bad guy in a county jail, now we got to send a whole team for officer safety reasons to look for these people out in the public. But I think this is ideal for, like, the 1.4 million illegal aliens who've been ordered deported but became fugitives. And it'll open up other opportunities. It's going to be extreme cost savings, first of all. For the right people. And I think it's going to help remove those that want to come back under a legal program. For instance, if you're already deported, but you have a U.S. citizen child here, well, someday that child can petition for you. But if we have to formally deport you, that puts mandatory bars against you. Yeah. Even if you, in other opportunities, you can come back on a student visa, a visitor's visa, and come back the right way. But if we have to formally go through the process of seeking you out and deporting you formally, you get all these bars that shut off all these future programs. So it'll be an immense cost savings. I think you're looking at like a 75% cost savings. Look, the criminals, we're still going to have to go find the criminals. The criminals aren't going to take advantage of this program, but we got to keep looking for the criminals. This is about
that.
The other population.
You know, there was a story that they canceled the Cinco de Mayo parade in Philadelphia today because of ICE concerns. And they asked the Immigration and Customs Enforcement about that. And they said, that's ridiculous. We had no plans to be arresting people who were at a parade in a city. But Chicago and Philadelphia and a couple of other cities canceled. And I think they did that just for pure grandstanding purposes or maybe because it was going to rain. The draft is coming to D.C. Henry, good idea, bad idea?
Well, they've been spreading it all across the country, so it was only a matter of time before Josh Harris got his paws on it.
Oh, so it's really not that big of a deal.
No,
right?
Like this past year was in Green Bay, and obviously they started doing this 7-8 years ago. Like one of the first stops was here in Philadelphia.
So it's been in Philly?
It has, yeah. The 2017 draft, yeah, because I remember that was there.
We got to bring it back to Philly then.
Oh, it was a great time.
But, hey, D.C.'s close. We could all take a road trip.
Totally.
Do a Fans of Philly road trip, maybe. Well, here's the president and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell making that announcement. Cut one.
I'm pleased to reveal that the 20...
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want.
Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
27 NFL draft. That's a big thing. Will be held right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the National Mall. And you get a little glimpse of it. I don't think there's ever been anything like that. That's a good idea. In fact, maybe we could use it for other things also. I have an idea. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be something that nobody else will ever be able to duplicate that, I don't suspect. It's very exciting.
That's our buddy Scott Turner there, who used to play for the Washington Redskins many, many years ago at the original RFK Stadium. All right, fourth and final hour straight ahead. Joe Conscious here has got a new book on President Trump's election, and President Trump put out a Truth Social statement saying what a great book it is. We'll talk about all that straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.